Charlotte's blog. Hi, I'm Janet, a semi-retired professional gardener, a hay volunteer, and someone who loves being creative. What about you, John?
Hi, I'm John, 68 years old and retired, but I do a lot of volunteering.
So, what's our relationship to Hull? Well, I was born and bred in Hull, left to go to college and do some travelling, and then came back to the city to live probably about 40 years ago. Having been a city of culture, absolutely cultured, and now hay volunteer since 2016, I have become very attached to my home city.
I was born and bred in Hull, only being away from Hull in the early 70s when I did my degree. I wanted to come back to Hull after my degree and was lucky enough to get a job before I graduated. I am proud of being a Hullensian and I'm extremely privileged to live here for most of my 68 years. I am very grateful for my life here, so I'd like to put something back by volunteering for many organisations, examples being Hay Volunteer, Freedom and others.
A memorable place. Well, I think it will have to be the old Boulevard. Firstly, it was a place I watched Hull FC as a youngster with my best friend and her brother, who I eventually married. We also spent a lot of great evenings there at the Young Supporters Club, which was more like a youth club. And then in 1986-87 season, John bought me a Hull FC pass to sit next to his mother. I decided that was tantamount to an engagement. It was definitely a season's commitment. What about you?
Sports and music play a big part in my life, especially rugby league. So the place would be Hull FC's first ground off Boulevard. This is where I started watching Hull FC in 1963. I used to go with my dad, grandmother and my great uncle. Later, in the late 70s, my mother started to come as well. In 1986, I gave Janet, now my wife, a pass for us to sit with me and my mum and dad.
What is the one thing we need to include in the history of Hull? Well, I feel more people should know about the fact that Horatio Nelson Smith, in brackets, was born in Hull and took over the running of Smith and Nephews after the death of the founder and his uncle Thomas James in 1896. Anyone with this formidable name should be known by everyone rather than just known as Nephew. What about you?
There are so many events and people that have influenced Hull's history. Amy Johnson, John Holland and William Wilberforce are just a few examples. But my pick would be Mary Murdoch. She was the city's first female general practitioner and also a suffragette. She became a GP in 1891, about 25 years after the first female GP in England. I feel this story needs to be told because I didn't know about this lady until a couple of years ago when a new bridge over the A63 was named after her.
Our favourite thing about the city. I love the old town and I love its friendliness.
I think my favourite thing about my city is the old town and its welcoming feel.
Anything else you'd like to know about us? I just want to say that the last 6 years volunteering has taught me so much about my city. And the more you get to know about the city's history, the more proud you become of the city.
Since my retirement, my life has been enriched with volunteering, making new friends, meeting many interesting people and being an ambassador for the city. Since volunteering, I feel having been to such diverse events such as opera and classics in the park, I do not have a comfort zone anymore.